Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure have left millions of people without power. Without electricity, the difficult circumstances of everyday living gives new meaning to the Jewish Festival of Lights. NPR's Tim Mack shows us how they're celebrating Hanukkah in the southern port city of Odessa.
There are a few primary sounds associated with Odessa nowadays. Generators cranking up power for shops to operate. And in the cafes that are open, some holiday music. The sound of construction is also in the air. That's the sound you're greeted with at the Orthodox Synagogue in Odessa, along with the chief rabbi, Avraham Wolf.
People came to me and said, "Rabbi, so many Jews have left here. Is there a future for this synagogue, the community, the country?"
Odessa has deep Jewish roots, but the Jewish population has shrunk. Before World War II, about a third of the city's population was Jewish. Now, Wolf estimates that number at about 5%. But he's expanding the synagogue, originally built in the 19th century as a message.
People say, "Let's rebuild a hall in the synagogue while praying in a small hall for now, so we can show God that we believe we need a big hall. God will hear us and bring war to an end in this country. And people will come back, because we show them that we believe there is a future."
Wolf gives us a tour of the temporary space people are using for prayers. Here he introduces Yossi Naftalin, a volunteer from Jerusalem who is helping during the holidays.
So today we are celebrating Hanukkah. So the point of Hanukkah, why we are celebrating, because it's a miracle what happened for the Jewish people.
Hanukkah marks a Jewish rebellion that retook the temple in Jerusalem during the 2nd century BC. When they lit the temple's menorah, they found that the one day's worth of oil they had miraculously lasted for 8 days. To celebrate this, the holiday is marked over 8 days in which an additional candle is lit each successive day.
The meaning of this celebration is much bigger than any other year. Normally, we give sweets, we give more than is needed. This year, Hanukkah, for us, is about fundamental living necessities.
Odessa gets very dark at night nowadays due to a lack of power. Many people are living and dining and working by flickering candlelight. It feels like the whole city is celebrating Hanukkah, along with the members of Wolf's community.
We will be victorious, as we had been 2,000 years ago, when Jewish people were fighting for their freedom. Then, they also wanted to destroy our spirit. And we are not giving up. Ukrainian people are not giving up. We are not gonna give up, because we're adding the light.
He told a story that showed just how deeply connected Odessa is to its Jewish traditions. Wolf and some of his assistants have bolted battery-powered menorahs to the top of their cars. Each light is supposed to light up to correspond to the day of Hanukkah. This week, as they marked the holiday, his driver was pulled over by a police officer.
Police stopped him and said, "You've set the lights wrong. It is the third day of Hanukkah. Today should be 3. And you've put 8 on."
Wolf said that he's a big believer in the butterfly effect. When people add warmth, joy, and good deeds to the world, Wolf said, it will reach them here in Ukraine, and there will be peace. Tim Mack, NPR News, Odessa.